Today's daf is Gittin daf Pei Zayin, and we are on Pei Vav Mabez. We have four blot left to Maseches Gittin, and we are up to Pei Zayin, Pei Vav Mabez at the Mishnah. Again, every day is infinite, so we're not looking ahead, we're looking right now at today's daf as we continue with Halachas of Ksivas Haget. Says the Mishnah, Shnayim Sheshalchu Shnei Gittin Shavin, Vinis Arvu. Two men with the same names, and their wives have the same names, sent Gittin with one shliach to go divorce their wives. The problem is the shliach got the shtaris mixed up. He doesn't know if which one is for Reuven A and which one is for Reuven B. Doesn't say A or B in the shtaris. So he doesn't know what happened. He has both shtaris with him. He knows which wives he has to give it to, but they're all mixed up. So no say shneim lazu, ushneim lazu. So he gives both of them to both of them. So first he goes, he gives both of them to wife one, then he takes it back, and then he gives both of them to wife two. Lefichach, avad echar mehem. Therefore, if one of them is lost, that he only has one, hari hasheni batal, then the second one is useless, because you don't know which wife is going to be divorced with this one. It'll be a suffix ish, and therefore the sheni is batel. If he gives that to to both of them, and then a man is mizana ish, is that an ashram talui? Is that a chatos? Right? That is it a real suffix? Or the mishnah sounds like batel. It's automatically batel, right? Even before he gives it. But either way, lamaisa, you don't know. So therefore, you cannot use it. The Achronim note, the Beis Shmuel says here, or even before the Beis Shmuel, the Torah's Gittin, the Nesivus writes here, doesn't the shtar have to be Shel Habal? So once you give it to wife A, what happens? You have to, shlich has to get it back in order to give it to wife B. So it must be that in these cases, the wife and the shliach keep giving it matan amanas lahachzir. That you have it in full, but you have to give it back. That's how it must be, or else it's not going to work for the second wife, right? Whichever one you give it to. So explains the Torah's Gittin right here on the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Lamed, where this is quoted. Tzorach loma de mayri shakula nosin akola echad kolani yar shalaget b'matana manas lahachzir ad shigarish ishto v'yachar kach nosen esa isha hakol b'matana lasheni shigarish bo v'chein l'kulam b'zachar zeh. Right, this is talking about five women. By the same halacha, that it must be that there was a hakna, whatever is needed for a man to divorce his wife, that is what occurred in this case in order for it to take place. So if both, there was no shliach lekabbalah here, if they both had a shliach lekabbalah, but the same one, but could one maisa nesina take place for one? I'm not sure, because they aid them out, as we'll see, have to witness which one is being divorced. So it might not work. Let's see when the Gemara has its suggestion. The other question dealt with is, so how are these two Gittin given? Could these two Gittin be given at the same time? Could the Shliach say on your market, say, go, and then give the Gittin? Or is it one after the other? If you look in the Shulchan Aruch here, in Kuf Chav Tes, Sif Yud Tes, the Shulchan Aruch discusses, Yesh Misha Omer, Shekishenosein Shnei Gittin Leisha Lo Yitin Lo Shneim Bebas Achas, Ela Zeh Achar Zeh. Shulchan Aruch says, if you ever have to give two Gittin to a woman, so you should not give it together at the same time, but you should give it Zeh Achar Zeh. Why? Says the Beis Shmuel, Deshema Daito Ala Get Sheino Kasher. Number one, maybe she's focusing on one of the Gittin, the one that's not Kasher. In reality, v'gam yesh chash mishum breira. And then there's also an issue of breira, that you don't know which one is, you have to have clarity. As we know, if something is not clear, so which one is working here? So it's not clear if you do it at the same time. Gam ksiv sefer velo shnei svarim. One sefer, not two svarim. Sefer echad. So therefore, says the Beis Shmuel, because of those three chashos, there's those that suggest, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, that if you ever have to give two gittin, like in our case, to one woman, you give it one after the other, not to give it at once. Continues the Rama, v'ein lasi shnei gittin elami dochek. V'yitin, don't only do two gittin if you really, really need to, if it's shasat chak. V'yitin oso get shenira lo l'rav yoser kasher bitchila, im kol she'elosav ukriyaso keseder aget, and whichever one you think is more kosher, which is the probable one that's hers, our case, you don't know at all. But if there's a case where you're giving two gittin and one is more probable, you give that one first. V'yachar kach yitein hasheni gamkein beseder aget, v'yomer lo omdim b'shas hanesina tam lamanos eshtei gittin. and you tell the people all around, why are you giving two gittin to this woman? V'yomar l'baal she'achavein l'garsha v'kol achas min ha'gittin. V'imnosan shneem b'zeh harzeh b'seh derechad kasher. That is the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. So if you ever have to give two, give one after another, as the Beis Shmuel explain. But you tell everybody, we're giving two gittin because we have this suffering and we have this problem, and you should know that that is why we are doing this. If you remember the Noda B'Yehuda we discussed a couple of weeks ago, I'll mention it again, because that's the Godless of Daf Yomi, we get to review every couple of weeks, different topics. The Noda B'Yehuda in Simin Sadi, in Eveda Ezer, he quotes, whenever he has to give two gittin, he tries to hide the fact from the people involved. Maybe he'll tell the Edim, you know, what's going on, but he will not tell the husband and the wife, because he wants to make sure that the husband and the wife, especially the husband, has full, complete Gemiras Das by each of the Gittin. And therefore, says the Noda B'Yehuda, Hinei me haroi litei shnei Gittin, avol yadua ma'alaso, shekshani nosein shnei Gittin, ein darko la'asos kemevuar b'Shulchan Aruch Sifrei Shchaf. I argue on the Shulchan Aruch. Not only, right, the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Beis Shmuel, was worried about Breira, therefore give it one after another. But I'm still worried about Breira, says the Noda B'Yehuda. I don't say a word. I say, here, give this get to your wife. Period. I don't give him, tip him off that there's going to be another one. V'ani misader haget barishon, v'ein ani megale klal lahabal u lahasofer u lahaedim, shetzarech od get. I don't tell anybody. Ukshabal kfar nosen hagel yada isha, azay ani omer lo, shetzarech get acher. After that I say, you know what, need another get. V'zeh shekfar nosan lachinam nosan, shetaisi bo. The Noda B'Yehuda takes the heat. He says, I made a mistake. I'm sorry, I messed up. V'ani misader haget asheni, and I set the second one up. V'azai b'cholpam habal nosin hagen muchlat v'ein chash breira. So the baal has full das each time, and there's no breira. V'ze'ef shalasos beget anitan miyad haba lo ha'isha. Aval al yedei shliach, yef shar bazeh. Sha'ap shekfar natan l'shliach adayin lo nigmar kol zman shalo baal yad ha'isha. V'zorach lahagid labaal, she'yachayvin liftar beget she'yohil al pidin. If you're using a shliach, he might not be able to do this. But if you could ever do it in a way that the people don't know at the time that there's anything wrong with what they're doing, so then that is better, says the Noda B'Yehuda. Okay, so back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah's first case is two men send gittin to their wives, they get mixed up. So, you give both of them, give Shnayim Lazeh, Shnayim Lazeh, give both of them, and then if one of them got lost, then the whole thing is null and void. And again, what I said before, the Ron is the one that points out, if he did give it, that each one is something Mugureshes. Something Mugureshes in that case. Second case, Chamisha Shekosvu Klal Besochaget, Ish Ploni Megarish Plonis, Uploni Plonis. If five people write on one get, a general Gavershin. We don't know exactly what this means yet. The Gemara will talk about. What does it mean? You all wrote the same thing. What does it mean, klal? So it sounds like you're right. So-and-so divorces so-and-so, and so-and-so divorces so-and-so, right? All one toe face. That's what it sounds like. Vo'edim ilamata, and then edim sign at the bottom. Kulam k'sherim. They all could use this get. V'inatim l'kalachas v'achas. And one after another gives the get to their wife. Hayakosev tofis the kolechad ve'echad. But if each one has a separate form on the get, it has the separate lines of the official get form, each one has their own. V'ha'edim ilamata, but there's only one set of edim after the last one. There's five gittin written on the same klaf, and then edim at the bottom, so esher, edim, nikar, and imo kasher. Only the ones that have the edim read with them is going to be kosher. Sounds like the bottom ones. If you look at the Rambam. The Rambam has a limitation here. You know what? Let's wait to see the Gemara, and then we'll see the Rambam. Let's first see the first couple of lines. Says the Gemara Mantana. Who is the author of our Mishnah who says that this works? That you could give the woman the first case where you have a mix-up. So the shliach gives this woman the get and then gives the other woman the get. So the Gemara suggests a lokri Elazar. This seems to be against Reb Elazar Shita. Why di Reb Elazar? If it's Reb Elazar that we know, Edi Mesira Karsi, Kiva de Amr, Edi Mesira Karsi, Holo Yadi, Beheminayu Kamagarsha. if you require Ede Mesira, so in this case there would be some type of chisaron, because they, the Edim, don't know with which get she is being divorced. And therefore, what's the problem? They see both. They know it's one of them. So what's the problem? So two formulations. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says on the bottom line, Ein zu nesina lishma mivureres. They see a Maisa Nesina, but each one of the Maisa Nesinas, for Ede Mesira, they have to witness the Nesina Lishma. And if they're not sure which is the Nesina Lishma, that's a Chisaron in the Edus that they are seeing. You need Maisa Nesina Mivureres. That is the Rashi in our case. Others say, if Salvation discusses this here in Shirei Arav, maybe it's not the Lishma element, maybe it's not even a Maisa Nesina. Not a Maisa Nesina Lishma. If they don't know which one, it's even more definitional. Part of the giving of the get, it has to be specific. Again, he has nafkaminas there for that formulation. But either way, that's Rashi. You need a Nesina Lishma Mavureres, so our Mishnah is against Rabbi Elazar. Let's do the second day, and then we'll talk about it. Abaya Amano, I feel the same Rabbi Elazar. Maybe Rabbi Elazar could agree that if the Edim don't know which one of these is working, it's still okay. Remember, the machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Meir is how to understand the words v'kasav law in the Torah. Rabbi Meir says v'kasav law is chasimos, and Rabbi Elazar says ksiva. So he needs ksiva saget lishma, but he needs mesira to be witnessed, but who says he needs the mesira lishma? And therefore, maybe he would even agree that this is okay. Okay, 2 points. Number one is Tosfos. Tosfos brings a raya. Which Tosfos? This is the Tosfos we discussed a number of times already back on Daf Dalet. That is the crucial Tosfos about the Machlokas from Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Meir. Remember, we have discussed already the Rishonim. How close are these, or how far are these Shitas really from each other? Rabbi Meir hold Eide Chasima Karsi. Rabbi Elazar hold Eide Mesira Karsi. Would they require or allow the other one Shita? Meaning, Rabbi Meir requires Eide Chasima. Does he also require Eide Mesira? Rabbi Elazar requires Eide Mesira. Does he also require, or would he allow you to get away with? Those are two different questions. Tosfos on Daf Dalet puts the two shitas much closer together than we would have thought. And one of the rayas is from our Mishnah. Tosfos says that according to Rabbi Elazar, there the Gemara says, right, Halakha Elazar Begitin, like we had also on yesterday's daf, also Bishar Shtaros, says Tosfos, Lefichach, Tzarech Li Zaher, Sheyu Eide Mesira Bishas Nesina Saget, De Inhu Karsi. You need Eide Mesira. You need the Eide Mesira no matter what, says Tosfos. Even Rabbi Meir, Tosfos holds, would require Eide Mesira. De'i lekasham Eide Mesira ena mugureshes af agav de'ika Eide Chasima. Well, first he's talking about within Rabbi Elazar. This is Tosfos against the Chachmei Svarad. According to Rabbi Elazar, you require the Eide Mesira no matter what. Even if you have Eide Chasima, you still require the Eide Mesira. V'lo mahani Eide Chasima ela she'im yamusu Eide Mesira o yelchu lahem l'medina sayam she'tinas yad Eide Chasima. Eide Chasima could function as Eide Raya after the fact, but they cannot function as the Eidim that create, that are the Eide Kiyim, according to Rabbi Elazar. The Mistama Be'achshar Nase. If you have Eide Chasima, you assume that it was done properly with Eide Mesira, but not that the Eide Chasima could function on their own. Where do I know this from? So he quotes one Raya from the fourth Perek, and then he quotes, V'chein Mashma Be'perek Basra. Sounds that way from our Mishnah, Perek Basra, the last Perek. Gavi Shnayim Sheshalchu Gittin, Vishmosein Shavim. What does our Gemara say? Delo Kareb Elazar, Mishum Delo Yadi Eide Mesira, Behemina Yom Garsha. What do you mean? What about the Eide Chasima? Aren't they functioning? No. Rabbi Elazar requires Eide Mesira. Eide Mesira are required no matter what. According to Rabbi Meir, it's okay, because Eide Chasima. Now, whichever one is being working for, the Eide Chasima know about it. But sounds like from our Gemara, says Tosfos, that you always require Eide Mesira according to Rabbi Elazar. And just because we have Tosfos open, Tosfos at the end of that Tosfos says, it's the same thing, he puts Rabbi Meir closer together. V'yodeh ragel Rabbeinu Tam Lamar, t'yafilu l'Rabbi Meir, b'yedem b'shaz nesina saget, d'in dav sheber v'pachas mishnayim. Again, that's an important Tosfos who puts the sheet that's much closer together in terms of what is required. Who argues, if you remember, the Rif explained by the Chachmei Svarad, the Ran, and the and others. That's the Ran here at the end of the Masechta on Daf Memch Ches Amid Aleph in the Davi Arif, right here in our parak. That's where the Rif says, within Rebbe Lazar, we pass in like Rebbe Lazar, right? Halacha Rebbe Lazar begitin, as we had on yesterday's daf. The Rif says, Kol hecha diga ede chasima, lo beinon ede mesira. The kol hecha diga ede mesira, lo beinon ede chasima. Right? That's the Rif that Rebbe Lazar says, ede mesira karsi, also. Ede mesira could also work, but ede chasima also work independently according to Rebbe Lazar. And the question is, why would that be? Is it because it's a different track? Or is it because it's another way of fulfilling the same track? Right? Those are two different formulations of the Rishonim. The Ran, because it's open here, I'll read it again. Umiyu, my demoder belazer, ve'e chasima mahani, hainu mishum, desvirale, shaha mesira koreses, kol sheyesh b'shaita b'edim. The actual giving over is the key. As long as there are edim there, bein sheim e'edim ala mesira atzma, o al guf hadavar. And umeata mashemoder belazer beget that edi mesira edi chasima are okay. Lav mishum desvira le de edi chasima karsi. It's not because edi chasima he agrees with the Rabbi Ibn Beir. Elasha mesira koreses kivan sheish edim al ikar hadavar tahavi luhu edi chasima ke edi mesira shahari aget yotzi mitachas yada be edim alalu ubi adua shaval masrola v'nimsu ki ilu hein atzman meidim ala mesira. If there are Edi Chasima, and now there's Tfisas Bala Shtar, the woman is holding the Shtar, so it's as if those Edim are being made that there was a Mesira as well. So it's really one track according to the Ran. You might have said, which the Ran is rejecting, what do you mean? No, Rav Elazar really agrees to Rabbi Meir, that track, but he also says you could go through the Edi Mesira track. That's not how the Ran explains the Rif. He says, no, it's all one Edi Mesira track, but these could function as Edi Mesira. And the Ran would obviously have to have a different understanding of our Gemara. Tosas brought our Gemara as a Raya, that Rabbi Elazar would always require Edi Mesira, and not suffice with Edi Chasima, and the Ran argues. Good. Just one other Ha'ara that I was going to mention before, and that's the Rambam. The Rambam, when he quotes our Gemara, he also has a limit. Peridalat Halacha Yudches. He, again, writes all these cases of giving gittin, and you don't know who you're giving it to. He talks about the case of Chamisha. Chamisha shekatsu get echad, l'chamish nishosein. They wrote one get. Im kasu bichlal, and he wrote a bichlal and bifrat. So in the case that it's haget kosher, v'yinasin l'kol achas man be'edi mesira. Give each one of them the get in front of Edei Mesira, right? Rama Paschal's like Rabbi Elazar. The im ein sham Edei Mesira klal, kol shetetze megillah zu mitachas yada megureshes. If there are an Edei Mesira, but then you see the get under one of these five women, whichever one of the women is holding the get is megureshes. Sounds like the Ran that we just mentioned. Because whoever's holding it, Mestama, that was the one that had the Edei Mesira. And then he continues and goes. But the Rambam says, if there weren't Edei Mesira, you might be able, it might be tipped off that the Rambam might agree to the Ran in some way. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, second to last line. Chamisha shekasvu klal v'chulu. So remember, the Mishnah said, if all the women wrote it, klal, somehow included in one, so then they're all, it's kasher, and you give it each one. You have five ma'ase nesina. But if they're written all separately, and there is the edim only sign of the bottom one, then only the bottom one is kasher. So what does it mean written together? What does it mean separately? So, machlokes, Amorim. Hechidami klal, hechidami toface. What does it mean? Klal, written all together, or toface, each one is a separate toface. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Zman echa lekulam, zeo klal. Zman lekal echad ve'echa, zeo toface. Rabbi Yochanan says it depends on the date. How many dates are written in the shtar? If there's one date on top, then that's considered one big get. And therefore, if the Adam sign on the bottom sounds like, even if they each have their own toface. But if there's one date, so then it's all included, and therefore the Edom and the Badim are going on all of the Gittin. But if there are different Zmanim, if there are different dates, so then that separates them, and the Edom are only going on the one that it is read with. That's Rabbi Yochanan. For Reish Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish says, no, Avilu Zman Echad Kulanami Avitofes. Even if there's one date for all of them, they can each be looked at as separately. Aye, so what's the chilek? Ela hechidami klal, dekasav anu ploni uploni ge rashu nishoseinu plonis uplonis. Like we would have thought, Rish Lakish says. You know what klal? Klal means it's all written in one big paragraph. That's what klal is. Forget the date. That's not important. That's not important to be mechalek. They're all written in one. So Maskav lo Rabbi Abba lo Rabbi Yochanan to Amar Zman Echa lekulan zeo klal. Rabbi Yochanan, you say the date is mitzarif. One's date includes all lechush. But 1 minute, if you have five different tfasim on the get and the date is on top, why aren't we worried? Dilma ki chas musadi abasru de chasimi. Maybe the Edom only signed on the bottom one. Milo Tanya, aren't we nervous? The Tosefta tells us, Edom chasumen al she'ela shalom beget. Let's say there's a get, and on the bottom of the get, the husband says, oh, by the way, say hello to so-and-so for me. Ready, write some she'ela shalom on the bottom. And the Edom sign after that she'ela shalom. What does the Tosefta say? Puzzle. The get is puzzle. Chai shina shem al she'ela shalom chasmu. Maybe the Edom are only signing on that. So Rabbi Yochanan, so what? That there's only one date. Maybe the Edom only signed on the last piece of document. So the Gemara says, you're right. La vit marala amar Rabbi Avohu lididi mifrashali minei de Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan's pshat was really explained to me as follows. Sha'alu puzzle. Visha'alu kasher. If there's a she'ela shalom on the bottom of the get and it just says, ask so-and-so how they're doing, that's pasels. Because maybe the Edom are only signing on the bottom. But if there's a vav, if it says, and ask so-and-so how they're doing, then the Edom are assumed to have signed on everything. Kosher. So Achanami, that must be the case here too. The chsiv be ploni uploni uploni. This vav's connecting. And therefore, that would allow the Edom to be assumed to be signed on all of them. But even so, even with separate vavs, even if with a vav, if there are separate dates, Rabbi Yochanan says that would be mechalik, even if there are vavs. So the Gemara says, okay, period. Vesul, Rabbi Yochanan, Dabres Malach Alecha, Zeu Tofes. Another question. Kunit Rabbi Yochanan, who says if you have a separate date for each one, that separates them. So my Arya Mishim Tofes. Typically, forget the problem of, oh, it's considered a separate toface, even if it's not. If it all has separate dates, then the earlier ones are going to be get muktam, which we already said earlier in the Masechta, is a problem anyway if they have separate dates. Of course, only the last date is going to be kosher. So Amarle Markashisha, Bereder of Chistel or Vashi, no. Hachi Amrina Mishmeder Rabbi Yochanan. Dechsiv Behu, Bechad Beshaba, Bechad Beshaba. Right, it's that each one of them, he was Megarish Plonis on the same Sunday. Right, Rashi. Giresh Ploni Plonis, Vahadar Kasa, Bechad Beshaba, Gufe. Giresh Ploni Plonis, Dahasha, I mean, it's a separate date, but it's all the same day. Right, so then you wouldn't have the problem of Mukdam, but you would say it is a separate toface, and therefore only the Edom on the bottom would work. Period. Again, and the Rishonim here discuss, is it Vadai? The early ones are Vadai Enim Gureshes? Is that what we would say? According to, let's say, Rabbi Yochanan, it's only going on the bottom? That's what the Ran says. They're Vadai Enim Gureshes. The Rambam seems to say, no, they're all Suffolk Mugureshes. You're not sure if the Edom are going on the earlier ones or not. Not that you're for sure not going. So, machlokas, how we understand that. So that was all two questions on Rabbi Yochanan. Amalei Ravina l'Ravashi, l'Reish Lakish, to Amar Zman Echad l'Kula Nami Tofes Havei. Reish Lakish says, even if you have separate dates to all of them, it's all considered, even if you have one date for all of them, if you have separate forms, it's still a problem. Ela v'hechi dami klal. What's the klal according to Reish Lakish? Tachsev be'achi anu ploni uploni gerashnu nishosenu plonus uplonus. Nimsehu asked the Gemara, that also is a problem. You're telling me that would work? That's a klal and that would work to divorce all of them? Nimsehu shtei nashim miskashas v'get echad. But then it's basically one get, because it's all one paragraph, a lot of husbands and wives, atar amra v'kasav la, v'lo la u'v'chaverta. Don't you need a separate get for each one? So how would Reish Lakish allow that to be kosher anyway? Answer, Dahadar Kasav, Ploni Girish Plonis, Uploni Girish Plonis. You wrote it all in one paragraph, and then you wrote separate paragraphs. But you wrote it all at once on the top. That would be good enough once you have the separation afterwards. Good. But the fact that they're all together at the beginning allows you to say that the Edom on the bottom are going on all of them. Right? That's why you have the beginning paragraph and then all the separate paragraphs. Amalei Ravina Ravashi, why should that be good? Umaishna mehad tanya. Hakosiv gonna chasav l'shnei avadav kanu mishachrin zezer. We had this earlier back in the five blot we had about avadim. Right? If a man wants to be mishachrer his avadim, he writes all of his property to his two avadim. So each eved is included in the property. So they write a get shichra to each other, and then everybody, it's all good. But there you see it works. Kanu Mishachrin says, so if that works, so why wouldn't our case work as well? So why do you say it? I ask, right, we compare, get Ishan Star Shechrer, says the Gemara, Velabu Kimna B'Shei Shtaris, we were mokim it there, it's talking about two different documents. We said there that it's a problem if it's only one star. That Evet cannot be Meshuchrar with one star. So just like there, it's two star. Whereas in our case, Reish Lakish would say it would have to have separate Tfasim afterwards. Tanya Kavasi Rabbi Yochanan, Tanya Kavasi Reish Lakish. There's a brayso that supports each one. Tanya Kavasi Rabbi Yochanan. Again, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Dates are mechalik. Chamisha shekasu besocha get. Ish ploni megarish plonis. Uploni plonis. Uploni plonis. Vizman echad lekulan. There's one date. V'ha'edim milamata. Kulan ksherim. They're all kosher. Because again, one date. So the edim are going on all of them. V'tinati lekolachas v'achas. And then you give it to each one. But if it's separate dates, so then only the bottom one, which the Edom are read with, is going to be kosher. So there already, that Tanakama is like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, if there is empty space between the Gittin, so then that's also going to passel. Because Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, the Zman is not mafsik. If it's a Zman l'kol echad ve'echad, he said Zman is not mafsik against Rabbi Yochanan, and space would only be mafsik. Good, that's Rabbi Yochanan. Tani kavasi de Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish also has a brisa that supports him. Again, Rabbi Reish Lakish said it goes by the formulation of the paragraph. Chamisha shekasu klal besocha get. On uploni, uploni. Gerashtun ushosein uplonis, uplonis. Ploni girish plonis. Ploni girish plonis. So there it is. You have the general, and you have the separate. Vizman echad l'kulam. And you have one date, v'edim ilamata, kulang sherim, v'sinozim kol achas v'achas, right? That's the case that Reish Lakish said would be kosher. You have the inclusive paragraph, and then you have the separate. Zman l'kol echad v'echad v'revach l'kol echad v'echad. If you have separate dates and separate space, v'edim ilamata, esho edim nikroni mo kosher, space is mafsik. Rabbi Meir Omer, av v'shein revach v'neim pasul, shazman mafsikon. Rabbi Meir says zman would be mafsik, right? Maybe like Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish, my Ari, Yizman l'kol echad ve'echad, ha'amar Yizman echad l'kulam nami tofei save. One second, why does this last brisa say they have a separate date? Right, even if you wouldn't have a separate date. Right, if it's a separate tofes, that would separate. The Gemara says, hanimili echad delo arvinu meikara. If they wouldn't be together at the beginning, so then each tofes would separate each get. Aval hachad da arvinu meikara. But here you connected them at the beginning. So then, ipalu zman in ilolo. So then there's like a, it's already weighted on the togetherness, and therefore to separate them, you would have to have a separate zman. Okay, so that's the machlokas we had between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, how to understand our Mishnah that we had on the bottom of yesterday's Amud. Next Mishnah. Shnei gittin shekasvan zeh betzad zeh. What if you have two gittin that are written next to each other, meaning two columns? You have a cloth with a gittin. You have one get on the right side, one get on the left side. Vishnayim edim ivrim. Boy mitacha zeh latacha zeh. You have two gittin, and then you have Reuven ben Yaakov. The name Reuven is under the right side, right get, and ben Yaakov is under the left get. Right? You have two edim, right? Boy mitacha zeh latacha zeh. And then under the two edim that wrote their names like we would normally write, Reuven ben Yaakov, you have two edim that wrote their name in Greek. What's the issue with Greek? Rashi explains, they also go from right to left, but they write their father's name first. So if it says Reuven ben Yaakov, it means his name is Yaakov, son of Reuven. Right? That's the way that Ede Yevonim write. So which get is kosher? Which get is not? You have two witnesses that wrote in Hebrew, and then two witnesses that wrote in Yevonis. So Esho ha'edim harishonim nikroni mo kosher. So, as the Gemara will explain, the first Edim, whichever get, the first Edim are read with, meaning the right side get, right? So that would be kosher. We'll have to see in the Gemara what's the problem with the other get. Says the Gemara, but what happens if you have split? Eid Echad Ivri, Eid Echad Yavani. Eid Echad Ivri, Eid Echad Yavani. You have it rotating. Ivri Yavani, Ivri Yavani. And it's not just as we would have thought. Look at Rashi. Rashi has a picture. Right? The first Eid wrote his name normal. Reuven ben Yaakov Ivri. And then the Yavani started writing his name at the end of the line. Yosef, which is really his father's name. Ben Shimon, which is really his name. Right? And then the third, right, Eid, writes also, starting at the end of the line. And then the fourth one wrote his name straight. So we'll have to see. Right, that's Rashi Zukimta of the case, and as we'll see why he says that in the Gemara. But in this case, if you have Ivri Yavani, Boy Mitach Azel Tach Azesh, Shneim Sulam, they're both going to be Pasul, as the Gemara will explain. We have a couple of Chashuge Chemets here today, starting with the first one right now. He always loves to ask riddles. So here's the first riddle of the day. Eichi tachein. Once we're talking about different languages, Ivri and Yavani. How is it possible? Sha'adam kore kriyashma, v'chaveiro kore kriyashma barichok dalet amos bimanu. We're each saying kriyashma. You're saying kriyashma 4 amos away from me. V'shnei makamos nikiyim. They're both clean places without any something that would make it puzzle. V'ein sham beis hakvaros. There's no cemetery in view. V'echad yasei dechavaso v'ilu chaveiro lo yasei dechavaso. How is it that we're both saying Kriya Shema a couple of feet from each other? One of us are Yotze, one of us are not Yotze. So, Tshuva. The Bir Halacha tells us, the Shulchan Aruch HaSibin Slamach Bey says, Kriya Shema can be said in any language. That's the Shulchan Aruch, that's what we paskin, based on the Gemara in Maseches Brachas. But says the Bir Halacha, says the Chavetz Chaim, that only works if you're in a place which speaks that language. Only if you're in a place. If I want to say Kriya Shema in Spanish, I have to be in an area which speaks Spanish, right? Whether it's in Spain or it's someplace in America or anywhere else in the world where Spanish is common. Nirali b'pshitus de'osin dvarim ne'amarim b'chol lashon dafka im anshei osa hamadina medabrim kach avalam anshei hamadina enim b'chol medabrim z'v'al lashon v'rakhu v'ot. You created your own language with a couple of friends of yours. That doesn't work. You can't say Kriya Shema in that language. Zelo nechshav lashon klal medina zu. Right? Bish lama lashon hakodesh. Lashon hakodesh. What if there's nobody in this country that speaks lashon hakodesh? I'm still yotzei with lashon hakodesh. Because that language is different, unique. Ramam tanami kal lashon. That's an inherent language. Hashem created the world with that language. That's why it's called lashon hakodesh. The bishma lashon hakodesh, lashon mitzad ha'etzem. That is not a language based on behavior. What people have accepted. We know why this is called a table because we've accepted that this is called a table. If tomorrow we all get together and say it should be called a chair, it'll be called a chair. But shulchan, no. You can't change that. That's what it's called. Whatever the reason is, maybe related to a shliach, whatever. There's if something is in a Lashon HaKodesh, it's inherent. Masha'ekin, Shar Lashon, and Enokiyim Mitzad Heskem HaMedina. V'kivet Sha'ainach HaMedina Makir Lashon Zeh, Lo Nikri Lashon Klal. And he goes awry from Kiddushin. So explains the Chashuki Chemed. Oh, if you have two people saying Kriya Shema, they're right next to the border. They're saying Kriya Shema in some other language. And one of them is in the country that speaks the language. One's in the country that doesn't speak the language. So the one is in the country that speaks the language would be Yotzei. Fine. That's relating to this issue of language. What happens if you say it in Aramaic? What if you say it in Aramaic? Does that make a difference? Shel mishin yedei likros kriyashma v'hizdamin lo targum shel kriyashma bi'ir she'ein mevinim aramit. And you're not saying it in a place which understands aramit. Are you yotzei? So he says, oh, we discussed this 2 days ago. The Rama. The Rama quotes this also in Shulchan Aruch. Right? We know the get. A get should be written in one language. And yet, a get has Aramaic and Hebrew in it. The Dein Dabi Lachiminoi, right? And you also have Aramiteras Lachaladam. Why? Because it's one language. Aramid and Hebrew are considered one language. And as the Rama says in Siman Kuf Chavav, Afilu Manta Posel, Deshneim Ninu B'Sinai, Vavi Krovim B'Lashon U'Kolashon Echadami. And therefore, according to this, Lachora, Aramid is also given at Har Sinai, and therefore you would be able also to be Yotzei Kriyashma in Aramid, even if you're in a place that does not speak Aramit. Okay. That's the first for the day. We'll see another one, Be'ez Hashem, soon. So, says the Gemara. V'liskasher. What was the first line of the Mishnah? You have two gittin, one written, one on the right side, one on the left side. And the first line of the Mishnah says, only the one that has the eitim written, read with them is going to be kasher. Meaning, the right one. Because it says, Reuven ben Yaakov and Shimon ben Yaakov. Okay, they're not brothers. But there's two eitim. The two eitim are under the right get. So ask the Gemara why. V'liskasher, hai be Reuven, v'hai be ben Yaakov, eid. the right side get should be kosher because of it says the name Reuven underneath, and the left side should be kosher because it says the name Ben Yaakov. Taha Tznan Ben Ishploni ate kosher. We'll see soon. A person could sign his name as son of, right? Ben Maimon. The Rambam wrote on a get, Ben Maimon, that would work. So here too, why aren't they both kosher? Answer, Dekasav Reuven Ben Akama V'Yaakov Eid Abasra. Because you didn't split it up properly. It says Reuven Ben on the right side and just Yaakov on the left side. See, his name is now Yaakov. He's Ben Yaakov, but it doesn't say that under the left side yet. So Reuven Ben is kosher, but Yaakov would not be good. Says the Gemara, why not? V'lis kosher hai b'Reuven Ben, v'lis kosher hai b'Yaakov Eid. Tohatznat ish ploni eid kosher. So he's calling himself by a different name, but he still signs something. So let his name be Yaakov Eid. Says the Gemara, delo kasav Eid. No, he didn't even say the word Eid. It just says Yaakov. It says Yaakov. And therefore, that's not going to be good enough. If you don't say Ploni ben Ploni, Rashi explains on the bottom line. If you say Ploni ben Ploni, you don't need the word Eid. But if you just say Ploni, so then you need Eid. Rashi, adehecha delo chasem Ploni ben Ploni be'inon Eid. Number one, that's why you can't use Yaakov. V'ibayis ema, or another answer, la'olam tekasavet, it says Eid. Udiyadinan v'hachasim delav Yaakovu. But you know this guy's name is Yaakov. A person could use, as we'll see in a minute, other names, but not his father's name, without saying, I'm going to call myself by my father's name, not Ben my father. We know that it's not true. So therefore, that's why only the right side get his kosher. Says the Gemara, V'dimu b'shmada b'uachasim. What do you mean? Maybe he's signing with his father's name. Taf Tosfos, D'yesh lanu litlos, u'lahachshir, kivish achasim, aviv tachas, I get a sheni. Look, you see, it's one long name. Reuven ben Yaakov. So, you assume that's what he signed on his father's name, under the right, left side get. No. Lo shavik inishmei, v'chasim shmadavua. He wouldn't do that. A person might use other nicknames, but he wouldn't use his father's nickname, as we just said. V'dilma simana shavyei. Maybe this is just his sign. As we had earlier in the Masechta, in the Shemitah Sugyas, we had some Amoram used to have a symbol to sign their name. Daharav Tzayer Kavar. Rav used to make a picture of a fish. Rabbi Chanina Charusa. He made a picture of a palm tree. Rav Chisda Samach. Rav Hoshaya Ayin. Rav Baravuna Tzayer Makusa. Made a picture of a mast of a ship. So is this any worse than a symbol? So he uses his father's name. Maybe that's like his symbol. No, he wouldn't use his father's name as a symbol. In Achinami, it's worse. It's Garua. And therefore, this is nothing, and that's why a person wouldn't use it, and therefore it is a problem. Tosfos also deals with the second Tosfos, but didn't we learn earlier, back on Daf Lamed Vav, where this came up, that those simanim were only able to be used once they've already been established in other documents. Like the Gemara there said, they wrote in their Tshuva Svarim this symbol, so everybody knows now that this is their symbol, and now they use it. And what about here? Here, they haven't established it, so why should that be good anyway? So Tosfos says, you know, you saw he signed on the right get, on the right side get. So that's why we want to be nota, even if it's not established, that's what we're trying to kosher the left side get to. But it ends up that we wouldn't be able to, the Gemara says, because a person wouldn't use his father's name as a symbol. The Ritva here is two deis. If you have a symbol, do you have to write the word aid afterwards? Or could you just write the symbol? Right, that's the Ritva's question here. Like we said before, if you just write a name without Ploni, so the Ritva has 2 days. Because Rabbeinu, the Dafka, the Kasav Eid. Halav Hachilo, Delo Adif, Os Achas, Mikol Shemo, V'ikaban Dama, Delo Tzarech Eid, V'arishon Nira Iker. I think you have to write the word Eid along with your fish, or along with your palm tree. You have to write the word, Eid. Ask the Chashuk Echemed, what about fingerprints? What if the Eid just puts his fingerprints down? Could that work as Eidus? Could you sign with Eidus? Yesh l'stavik, ma din be'edim shlo yadam lachtom. They're illiterate. Aval efshar sheyichasmu betfiyas etzbos. Hayim zeh yochol l'shamish b'bakam chasiba. So v'hine, l'gabi heter agunos, nagu chachmi ador l'shamish betfiyas etzbos. Right, shlo gormi simin muvuk. For heter agunos, right, to know that a person is, the husband's dead, you find this thing, you see a person, you can't identify this person, but his fingerprints, so you allow. So you see, it has some value in halacha to identify. So Yitachein explains the Rav Zilberstein, Shalagabi Eidus Tvias Etzbos Lomoa. Maybe it wouldn't work here. Wouldn't work here. Because the Torah says, Sefer Krisus. V'darshu Chazal, Sefer Miloshen Sipur Dvarim. V'tfiyas etzbo, Zainim Saperas Klum. El Simon, Shaploni etfiyas etzbo, El Ashtar. Maybe it's not good enough. But then he says, what about our Gemara? Fish and palm trees. Is this worse than that? The answer is yes, it's worse than that. Because at least you draw a fish or a palm tree, you are writing something. You're not just putting your finger down. It's still something active, positive. Klomar hu chasam es akavra kederach halachosmin. Masheikin tfias etzbos. She could lo kederach halachosmin. And therefore, I don't think it would be good. So he said, then he said, I asked my father-in-law, Rav Yashiv, kam b'shas atzchah, could use tfias etzbos for edus. He says, no. Because a chasim has to be nikar lakol. The average person sees, that's so-and-so's signature. The average person sees fingerprints. You can't, you don't have no idea whose fingerprints it is. It has to be Nika, that it's your signature, or that it is someone's signature if they would know you. But fingerprints, EF shall rabim lavchin baze, ula hakir shall miyach asima, rak lachokre amishtara, hatia zamu'ila. For the police, crime unit, you know, they'll figure it out. But otherwise not, and therefore, he says it would not work. Then he quotes more in Nevuchim also, but Lamaisa, he says it would not work in these cases. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Spoke about fingerprints. Vaita. Vilis kasher. So we're still trying to figure out why only the right side get his kosher, not the left side. Vilis kasher hai b'shnei edim ivrim. Vilis kasher hai b'shnei edim yavanim. So why don't we say then, remember, there are four edim signed. So why don't we say that the right side one is kosher by the right edim, the left side one by the left edim. Why? Because remember we said, in Yavan, the signature goes, let's say, Reuven ben Yaakov, and that means Yaakov is his name. And Reuven is his father's name. So why don't you say that the third and fourth signature are going on the left get, while the first and second signature are going on the right get? Ditznan. Get shekasu ivris fade of Yavanis, Yavanis fade of ivris kasher. It would work. The chitim, and if you want to say, well, maybe it's too far, kivan de muflig bishnei shitin lo, the third and the fourth aid are too far from the document. No. V'yamar Chizkiya mil'uhu b'krovim kasher. Chizkiya says in Baba Basra, and we assume the same thing applies to Gittin, that as long as there's no empty space, you filled it with relatives' names, that doesn't ruin it. Rashi here, fascinating, quotes from Sukkah, Hilchas Sukkah. Sometimes you find empty airspace is worse than pasul schach. Right, Rashi quotes the halacha. Empty airspace pasuls with three tvachim. Schach pasuls with four tvachim. Right, so you see, as long as it's there, it's not as bad. So here, Chizkiya says, even if you have other edim that you're not going to use, it's still kosher. So here too. So the first and the second ones are there, but use the third and the fourth. Hatani Ze'iri Shtem Ksherim. Okay, Ze'iri quotes a brisa that argues on our Mishnah. You're right. Both the right and the left side are kosher. Vitana didan. What about our Mishnah? What does our Mishnah possible left get? Dilma gundel is chasim. Vikulu achad hu de chasimi. Maybe gundelis was chasim. What's gundelis? Gundelis means in an unusual way. What does that mean? Rashi. Dilma gundelis chasim bahani yavanim chashinon. Dilma gundelis chasim chad minayu shem yavani arishon chasim kesedera ivri. Maybe the Greek aid signed it like the Hebrew way. And therefore, maybe they're all on the right get. And therefore, you have to be nervous about that. That's why you're going to apostle the left get. Rashi quotes that the Lashon of Gundelis means lefty. Means lefty, because that's considered unusual. And literally means Gundelis. Here it means, just generally, not in the normal way. That's a Rashi quotes from the Tshuvas HaGaonim. Ra'isi b'Tshuvas HaGaonim, Adam ha-mishtamesh b'yad ha-smolis, korin lo b'mkomenu, gundalia, lefisha mishana miseder ha-mishtamshim. Right, he's doing something unusual. That's why he's called an unusual. Right, and that's why, you think about it, about a balmum, a lefty who's a kohen, and considered a balmum, and he can't do the avoda. Okay, good. And as we know, the Rav Chaim Kanievsky's list of 88 halachas that are totally on right and left. Won't get into right now. Hilchas Tefillin. Says the Gemara. Eidechad Ivri v'echad Yavani. The second case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, if you have alternating witnesses, Ivri Yavani, so what did the Mishnah say? They're all pasul. Both Gittin or Psulim. So he asked the Gemara, why? V'leskasher hai be'edechad Ivri v'echad Yavani, v'hai be'edechad Ivri v'echad Yavani. Why don't you say each of them are using 1 and 3, 2 and 4? They can sign differently. If you remember, this is now we understand why Rashi said that they signed in the way that they signed, that 8, number 2 and 3 started at the end of the line. If you look back at Rashi's picture, there is first names, two first names on the right side, two first names on the left side. So that's why Rashi said what he said because of this line. So Gemara says, so why don't you say they're kosher? Using two of the witnesses. Hatani Ziri Shnam Ksherim. Again, Ziri says you're right. Abraisa said that they're both kosher. Vatana Didan, why does our Mishnah they say it's possible? Dilma Gundalus Chasim Vitlasa Achad Vachad Achad. You don't know if anybody signed it in an unusual fashion. And therefore, you can't kosher any of them. Good. But again, fundamentally though, what do we get out of this Gemara? You could write your name, you could write your father's name, as long as you write Ben, your father, right? You could write, there are different ways. You can write a symbol. They're all the names. There's a difference in reflections of feeling if somebody writes about someone else, the name or the son of their father. As we know, as we like to quote the Diak in the Rashi in Parsha Shlach, where Ben Amram, Rashi quotes Moshe as being Ben Amram and not as Moshe. Remember the pasuk on Vayas Kalev. Kalev gets up and silences the people, and Rashi quotes the Gemara. Do you know what Ben Amram did for us? And they all said they thought he was going to say something bad, and therefore they were quiet. He really defended Moshe. He said, "Oh, he split the sea, and he did this, and he brought us the man and the slav." Why did they think that he was going to say something negative? Because he uses the Lashon Ben Amram. He didn't say Moshe. The Bali Musar explained. When you say someone's name, that's a chashivus. That is an acknowledgement and a recognition. If you don't say his name, you just say Ben Amram, right, instead of Moshe. So then that kind of shows a little, you know, lack of kavod. Right, and that is why also, as we like in the quote, in the Machar Chodesh Haftorah, Shaul calls David Ben Yishai over and over again. And Yonasan, his best friend, calls him David. And Shaul can't. He calls him Ben, he doesn't even say his name. Right? He who shall not be named. Right? Ben Yishai. He doesn't even say it. But that's the message. And that's also the Mefarshim explained in the Haggadah, the difference between the Chacham and the Rasha. They both say Eschem and Lachem. But at least the Chacham mentions Hashem's name. Sure, Hashem Elokeinu, right, he mentions and he includes himself, and that's why there is a difference. It's also a discussion in the postgame. What about using last names? Using last names in a get. That's an interesting discussion as well. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah, Shiar mixes haget, the kasu b'daf ha-sheini v'edim ilamata kasher. What happens if you write a get, but you didn't finish it in one column? You wrote it in one column, and you finished it, you went over to the second column. So, that's okay. That's kosher, says the Mishnah. You can write a get in two columns. If you look in Sota, Daf Yud Ches, the Gemara there has one line. The Gemara says there, if you write, sounds like, the top line, Kosval Shnei Shit Dafim Psula, if you write the Megillah Sota, in two Dafim, it's Pasul. What does that mean? Rashi says two columns. If you write it on one, and then you go down the other column. And that's why Tosfos asks there in Sota, why, by get is a kosher, and by Megillah Sota is a pasul? So Tosfos says, I think it's wrong. Rashi Pshat is wrong over there. Really, it means you wrote it on two different scrolls and you tied them together. That's the problem. But if you wrote it on one scroll, it's okay. But the pashas of that Gemara is that you wrote it on two columns. So that's where the other Rishonim are bothered. There seems to be a chilik between Megillah Sota and Get. By Get, you can have it in two columns, and by Sota, you can't. So all the different Mefarshim get into the act. The Tosfos in Menachas Lama Gimel says, there's a different, Get says Sefer, Sota, it says Ba Sefer. The Arzarua says, well, maybe the Chasimos at the end of the Get are Mitzarif everything together. By Sota, you just have two different columns. There's nothing being mitzarif them together. Right, that's that. For Soloveitchik, maybe explaining some of these Rishonim, says beautifully, well, it's two different requirements. By Megillah Sota, you're writing a Megillah Sota. It has to be, it's something that has to have the requirements of a Davar Shebekdusha. Right, let me read you the line. Davar Shebekdusha, and it's a Megillah Sota, he parsha Shebatorah. Ubiksivas kisvei kodesh yeshnam dinim shel tzuras aksav psucha stuma amudim. So by sota it's subject to the rules of kisvei kodesh. By get, no. The word sefer means a different thing by sota and by get. By get it just means a sefer, la fuke an animal, la fuke mechubar. Maybe it's Sviras Zvar Mudasa, but the word Sefer means two different things. Avo Bagedi, Efshal Afari, Shes Sefer Echad Balam Ma'it Asuya Amudim. She Bechlal, Ain Sham Musag Shel Amudim. She Ain Baget, Halacha Shel Tzuras Aksav. Avo Baget Din Sefer Echad Lo Din Besefer Mikne. So it explains the different requirements in the two different contexts. Okay, so that's if you write a get in two columns, kosher. Weiter. Chasmu Edem Barosh Adaf, Omenatzad Omachorav, Beget Pashit Pasol. If the Edem are signed on the top of the get, or on the side, or on the back, Pasol. It's not signed afterwards. Hikiv Rosh Hoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshosh out, and the Edom are in the middle, Shneim Sulim, as we'll see, because the Edom are in the on the top, basically, of both Gittin. If there are two Gittin written, one right after another, and the Edom are in the middle, Esher Edom Nikri Nimo Kasher, the ones that the Edom are written with, the top one is Kasher. Rosh Shalzeh B'tzad Shofo Shalzeh, that was, again, the Sofo Shalzeh B'tzad Shofo Shalzeh, they both face the middle, I'm sorry, they both face the middle, the bottom of the end of the get are both in the middle, and the Edom are B'emsa, whichever one, the Edom are written, are read with Kasher. Rosh Shalzeh B'tzad Shofo Shalzeh, if they're just written one after another, V'ha Edom B'emsa, so then Esher Edom Nikranim B'sofo Kasher. Period. And then we've had all of these lines before. Getchakatsu Ivris Vedav Yavanis. Yavanis Vedav Ivris, Eid Echad Ivri Ved Echad Yavani. All of those are kosher, as in the Bach. Kasav Sofer Ve'ed Kosher. So we've had a machlokas about what that means. Does that mean the Sofer wrote it in one aid, or does the Sofer signed it also in one aid? Kosher. We'll have to get back to that. Ish Ploni Aid Kosher. You can write Ishploni Aid Kosher. Ben Ishploni Aid Kosher. Ishploni Ben Ishploni Velo Kasav Aid Kosher. Vekachai Niki Adas Yerushalayim Osin. That's why how the ones who were Niki Adas, the ones that used to write in short in Yerushalayim, they used to write that. Kasav Chanichaso Vechanichasa Kosher. If you wrote Chanich, that either means Rashi sounds like it's a last name kind of, Rashi says Shem Lavai Shal Mishpacha Kula. Right, the others say it's some other type of nickname. That would all be kosher in this regard. The Cheshek Shlomo here in the back discusses Reb Shlomo Mivilna. What is the halacha? Why is it that by other shtaros other than Gittin we always have neum dot 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 neum dot 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 like by Exuba? Well, okay, you don't have neum. Why only here is neum not mentioned? So explains the Cheshek Shlomo, and this is quoted by others as well. The get is being, is not the, aren't the Edom talking, right? By other Shabbat, that's by Exuba. It's the Edom basically talking. They're describing what happened. Noam and the Edom are saying, Noam, and this is my name. By a get, it's the husband talking. It's the husband, the Edom are on the side. And therefore, it doesn't say Neum, he says in that regard. If you look, he says, Avamasha Chosmana Edim Lamata, Eno Rak, Mitakanis Rem Gamliel. Velachin Edim Yechom Lichto Belashan Neum, to Yehe Mashma, to Kol Dibri Haget Lamala, Haim Dibri HaEdim, Ube Emes Haim Dibri HaBao, Raksha Chosmin Lamata, Belashan Eid, Klomar, Dein Meidim Bedoverze, Venirali Barola Halacha, Dein Nechta Bechasima Seedim Neum Ploni Ben Ploni, Eid Haget Puzzle. Aid, haget pasul. If you write neum and haget, it'll be pasul, because neum sounds like everything above is from me. No, it's from the baal. The mashma the aidim heim shekasvu dibri haget v'ze eino klum the baal ba'atzma tzorach l'shichtu haget kein nir l'aniyaz daiti. Crucial cheshek shlomo that is discussed in this regard. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We'll continue. Last three block coming up here in Maseches Gittin.